But why? He's going to change his stuff.
Oh, I don't know. It's because the order was already here.
Oh, okay.
Audrey Enriquez, E-N-R-I-Q-U-E-Z, 1228.95. Mrs. Audrey Enriquez is a 28-year-old woman who just had a baby in March, so 8 months ago. She's been feeling fatigued, has had some leg pain. She feels obese. She needs to lose weight. She's not taking the prenatal vitamins. She feels tired. She breastfed for 4 months, and that's it. But I've had no nausea or vomiting. I've had some nausea, no vomiting, no hematemesis, no hematochezia. She did have hypertension during her pregnancy, and her blood pressure is slightly high, but she doesn't want to take any medication. She wants to check her blood pressure and avoid salt and exercise and see if that goes down. COVID immunization, not allergy, not family history, positive for hypertension. Dad died of old injury, mom had asthma, but they all had high blood pressure in the family. She works as an ophthalmology technician. Last period, 10/16/24, no eating, no smoking, no drinking, no drug use, surgery, C-section times two, medical problems, hypertension during pregnancy, medications, none. She's alert, she's awake, no drug allergy. 245 pounds, 96, 97.4, 20, 89, 162 over 93. Heart positive, small positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next skin shows no rash. Well, I'm in close with androgen, logical, non-focal, number one, obesity, number two, must take prenatals every day, number four, check blood work, including thyroid after pregnancy, number five, give her Wegovy, W-E-G-O-V-Y, 0.25 sub-Q, weekly. Next number, no thyroid history of no history of thyroid cancer. Next number is today. There's no nodularity noted in her thyroid. Next number, she does have a slightly fatty liver. Next number, she does have mild lymphadenopathy. Next number is enlarged uterus, secondary to being postpartum. Next number is hypertension. Next number is no evidence of renal vascular hypertension noted. Next number, I told her the worst thing she could do is forget about her blood pressure until she starts having issues and problems with it, but she promises not to do so. She's going to check her blood pressure at least twice a day between now and next week, and then call me and let me know what the numbers are after I call her with a lab work. Next number is slight LVH. Next number is mild fetal edema. Next number is hair loss. Next number is weakness. Next number is tiredness. Next number is not suicidal. Next number is no sign of postpartum depression noted. Thank you.